preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive.
Country, yes, indeed. Can survive. Country folks can survive. And here are three of us surviving on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Paul Fromm in Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi, how are you?
Great. George on the East Coast. Hi, George.
Yes, James, I just bought some very cheap real estate in an underground bunker in Guam.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Ouch. And we'll talk about that tonight. And this is James Kelso in North Dakota, where there are lots of ICBM bunkers. Sometimes we North Dakotans worry a little bit about that. Most of them are not active, but some of them may be. And I tell you what, the Minot Air Force Base certainly is active. That's the home of most, I believe, most of America's nuclear weapons. Let's see. I'm just a little downwind from Minot. here we are with the American Freedom Party's Trump Phenomenon Program here on August 9th, 2017. And we invite you to join into the conversation at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And as promised last night, and as promised in every 24-hour period, the Trump administration has certainly not failed to give us much more than we can cover in one show. Let's see. To lead off, throwing some logs on the fire here, to lead off with what I think is really bad news. The FBI raided Paul Manafort's home in, was it Alexandria or Arlington? One of the two.
Yeah, and, didn't like that.
Yeah, this is really, this is what Pat Buchanan is talking about. He wrote a column the other day entitled, Is Trump Entering the Kill Box? And he's been writing, ever since Jeff Sessions recused himself, thereby elevating Rod Rosenstein to be the effective attorney general, a deep state man, Rod Rosenstein, to not a Trump man, to be the attorney general when it comes to the question of an investigation of the Trump administration itself, which then Rod Rosenstein handed that off to a special counsel who was, in fact, a mortal enemy of the Trump administration, Robert Mueller, and a close bosom buddy of James Comey and the deep state. Well, Buchanan has said this does not look good. And of course, Buchanan is a man who's been there before with his president, Richard Nixon. And Pat Buchanan may be more qualified on the subject of special counsels and special prosecutors than anybody alive. So this latest one with Paul Manafort, I mean, this is, when's the last time, folks, you remember a high official or former official of a government or campaign having his home raided? This is, we're talking about killers now. We're talking about Robert Mueller and his attorneys acting like killers. Manafort testified, I believe, before testified before somebody the day before they raided his home. And so imagine what Robert Mueller and his boys have in their hands now. They've got box loads, case loads, file cabinet loads full of everything that Paul Manafort ever did. And he's got an unlimited staff, an unlimited budget to pour through that. And then there are two really bad things that come out of this. One is, Maybe some indictments against Paul Manafort himself. But even another threat is this. Once they figure out, well, Mr. Manafort, here's the way the conversation goes. Mr. Manafort, thank you for stopping by today, as we ordered you to do with a subpoena. And let's see. Boys, what's the count right now? How many indictments do you have against Paul Manafort ready to go? 500? Okay. All right. You're cranking out 10 more every hour? Mr. Manafort, these are just the felonies, not the misdemeanors. And then they go, well, let's see, Mr. Manafort, are you ready to sing? Are you ready to rat out anybody? Are you ready to tell any story we order you to tell to keep your butt out of prison? That's exactly the way this will go. And then as they put the screws down, these are killers, remember, as they put the screws down on Manafort and other people, inevitably, somebody's going to withhold information, panic, lie, fabricate something, alter a document. Ooh, that's another felony. Ooh, we got more felonies now, more lifetimes in Sing Sing, and we got more rats and more people turning on each other. So you turn a situation in which, before Jeff Sessions recused himself, there was nothing, a big nothing burger, nothing there, which is why Judge Andrew Napolitano said, look, Sessions didn't need to recuse himself. Napolitano knows what he's talking about, and probably knows it better as a judge than Jeff Sessions knew when he made that foolish decision without consulting Donald Trump. Ooh, ouch. Ooh, ooh. Chain of command. Ooh.
Well, James, I'm still convinced that it was not a foolish decision. I think he has us all fooled. And my nickel is on this man has misrepresented himself as an ally. And that Don should fire him immediately. Hey, Don, how long are you going to wait, pal?
Well,
tomorrow would be a good day.
Yeah.
Your attorney general's not on your side, sport.
Well, that part of it is, Rosenstein's, well, let's put it this way. I think Sessions is, I'm more inclined to just go with what's on the face of it. He's acting like in recusing himself, he acted like this is a politics in America is a clean or fair sport, and that Boy Scout rules apply. And you know, that was just an incredible mistake. This is a killer sport, and the you know, Jeff Sessions.
That's even worse, James. If that's really the case, Don should immediately fire the Attorney General.
Well, yeah, I understand. If it were as simple as that, I would agree. I would agree if there were no cost to that. But he's in a and Pat Buchanan. You know, Pat Buchanan, the best expert on all of this. He's the guy that could coach Donald Trump to get out of this pickle, in baseball terms. But Donald Trump is in a pickle. If he goes towards third base, he's got a problem. If he goes back towards second base, he's got a problem. So the he's in between right now, and this is bad news. And there's no easy way out. If there were an easy way out, Pat Buchanan would be blaring it over the airwaves. You know, do this right now. Do this. But Pat Buchanan is not giving him any. As it stands right now, Pat Buchanan basically is saying, ride it out. And, but the ride it out part, what you're riding out, see, that becomes the unknown. Because, see, Paul Manafort, who the hell is Paul Manafort? And who the hell cares? There are thousands of people, not at Manafort's level, but thousands of people who've been associated in one way or another with this amazing Trump campaign. And he can't be held morally responsible for every one of them. That's ridiculous. But when you have a special counsel with unlimited funds and who is an attack dog, a killer, he can go after any of those thousands of people as a way to get at you. And then he can attribute to you whatever the culpability or the misdeeds of any of those thousands of people may be. Because that person worked for you, or because you met with that person, et cetera, blah, 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 impute to you whatever the sins of some other person are. And my gosh, this is...
Well, he's got a nice strategic national emergency now with Kim Jong-un is going to blow up Guam and maybe Los Angeles. Why not fix your Justice Department as part of the package deal?
Well, yes, I understand. I understand. But you know, for me, I feel I'm in the peanut gallery. That is, Buchanan knows the ropes here on the special counsel and what to do. I don't feel qualified to give, you know, to tell Napolitano or Buchanan or any of these other fellows who have our inclinations and sensibilities and who know more in their little finger about how to get out of a pickle like this than I will ever know. I don't know. You know, I'm waiting to hear from folks like Buchanan and Napolitano who really know the ropes. You know, what do they advise? Right now, they're as I read it, they're saying ride it out. You have to see what Mueller comes up with, defend against it, and you know, let him exhaust himself. He's going to use all of his powers to try to bring you your administration down. And speaking of bringing an administration down, Buchanan has a column that came out yesterday. What's the title of that column? Let me look for it. And he wrote it before the Manafort FBI raid. Let's see if I can find it for you here. And even in this column, the Buchanan, let's find it here. Buchanan's column is what happens after the coup? And that's let me just see if I can't find the actual column. But in that column, what Buchanan says is, if I think I just found it. Here it is. After the coup, what then? Here's what he says. Now this is written the day before the Manafort raid. I wonder what Buchanan right now. I'm sure he is frantically writing another column right now to deal with the Manafort raid. That the Trump presidency is bedeviled is undeniable. As President Donald Trump flew off for August at his Jersey club, there came word that special counsel Robert Mueller had impaneled a grand jury and subpoenas were going out to Trump family and campaign associates. The jurors will be drawn from a pool of citizens in a city Hillary Clinton swept with 91% of the vote. Trump got 4%. whatever indictments Mueller wants, Mueller gets. So put that one on your, you know, on your chalkboard there, folks.
What's going to happen to our show if Don disappears in 6 weeks?
Well, that won't matter. if Don just... Now, he's not... I don't know that it's so dramatic as... Well, let's listen more to what Buchanan says here. Thanks to a media that savages him ceaselessly, Trump is down to 33% approval in a Quinnipiac poll and below 40% in most of the rest. Blah, blah, blah. There's other a list of attacks on him. So it is time to ask, if this city brings Donald Trump down, will the rest of America rejoice? What will be the reaction out there in flyover country, that land where the deplorables dwell, who produce the soldiers to fight our wars? Will they toast the, quote, free press, unquote, that brought down the president they elected and in whom they had placed so much hope? My guess, the reaction will be one of bitterness, cynicism, despair, a sense that the fix is in, that no matter what we do, they will not let us win. If Trump is brought down, American democracy will take a pasting. It will be seen as a fraud, and the backlash will poison our politics. Our media preen and posture as the defenders of democracy devoted to truth, who provide us round-the-clock protection from tyranny. But half the nation already sees the media as a propaganda arm of a liberal establishment that the people have rejected time and again. I'm skipping here a little bit. He's talking about the treason of the leaking media. But there is a... so I'll skip some more. If there is an unfolding silent coup by the regime Americans repudiated in 2016 to use security leaks and the lethal weapon of a special counsel to overturn the election results, is that not a story worth covering? There's a comparison here that I'll skip. Do the people not have a right to know who are the snakes collaborating with the Never Trump press to bring down their head of state? Is not discovering the identities of deep state felons a story that investigative reporters should be all over? Skipping more. The answer suggests itself. Actually, the answer to all of Buchanan's questions here suggests themselves. This is a collaborative enterprise where everyone protects everyone else's sources because all have the same goal, the dumping of Trump. If that requires collusion with criminals, so be it. Let me skip a little bit more. And going to the bottom. By colluding, the mainstream media, the deep state, and the special prosecutor's button men. what are button men?
They're so mafia soldiers. You know, they're hitmen, I think, actually. But they're sort of lackeys for the boss.
Okay, all right.
Not my term. Who's right? Is this Buchanan?
This is Buchanan.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
Yeah, the special prosecutors, it's never too late in life to learn something, folks. Button men, just learned that. The special prosecutors, button men, with a license to roam, may bring down yet another president. So doing, they will validate John Adams' insight. Quote, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. There never was a democracy yet that did not commit suicide. So writes Pat Buchanan. Let me look it up here, John. John Adams, my fourth cousin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my pain. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Yeah, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it.
There it is. You want to get ahead, you got to hump and get it. We're right back, folks. Thanks for joining us here on the Trump phenomenon. And the, you know, I was just listening during the break, I was listening to Sean Hannity's program. Oh, I can't wait to hear what he has to say tonight and for tomorrow's show. We'll bring that to you. But in the show, in his latest show, Hannity, I mean, there's more than he can possibly cover. He has Oliver North saying that this North Korean nuclear threat is greater, Paul and George. Oliver North says greater than the Cuban Missile Crisis. And let's see if we can hear what Oliver North's reason for that. Why is this a worse crisis than the Cuban Missile Crisis? Here's what Oliver North says.
North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States.
they will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. He has been very threatening beyond a normal statement. And as I said, they will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power, the likes of which this world has never seen before.
Fire, power, fury, the likes of which the world has never seen before. The president earlier today delivering a very stern warning to the rogue regime in North Korea. Here now with reaction, the host of War Stories, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North. You know, Colonel, this is one of those nights, honestly, where I don't see a lot of good solutions here. And going back over the years and the many segments we've done together, I wish I could say to everybody, look in the camera and say, I was so wrong that this was a good deal, like President Clinton said. But we can't say that, can we?
Well, no. In fact, the president's message, based on the intelligence that the Democratic People's Republic of Korea already has a nuclear weapon and the means of delivering it on our homeland, is an existential threat, and his remarks were spot on. Here's why. The threats posed by Pyongyang are far more serious than crisis, because the Soviets wanted to survive the experience. That's why mutually assured destruction worked. But as both, I listened very carefully to Ambassador Bolton and to former Speaker Newt Gingrich, and I don't want to be the Jeremiah here, because I've always said that military force ought to be the last option. But the Soviets were all alone in their threats, moving missiles to Cuba, because Cuba was the USSR's only ally, and Castro was useless. The Obama administration's malign neglect of the North Korean-Iranian connection in building nuclear weapons and the means of delivery has allowed Kim Jong-un, ruler of one of the poorest nations on Earth, to rapidly acquire the means of striking the U.S., and that's why he's talking the way he is. He has doubt as to whether we'll do it. Well, I have considerable doubt as to whether the leaders in North Korea or Tehran have the same survival instinct as the Russians.
And now, there, you hear it there, Paul, from Oliver North.
Yes.
This is really hairy. And on this show, we've been treating the threat from Kim Jong-un very seriously from the beginning of this show, saying that this was real and that Donald Trump would probably have to deal with it very forcefully. Some people were thinking, you know, this is all just hype and baloney and rhetoric. But this is clearly a war. And listen to what Oliver North just said. He said that Obama and Clinton, these people, by their mollycoddling and their backstabbing of America in their dealings with countries like Iran and North Korea, have enabled tin pot dictators to acquire lethal force against the U.S. We got a little break here, and then we'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned with your calls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extend. Edovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We are back, and thank you for joining us here on the Trump Phenomenon. I'm going to play another few seconds here of Lieutenant Colonel, I think he's Lieutenant Colonel, Oliver North, and the listen to what he says. And, you know, my how time flies, Paul. You know, Colonel North, who we remember as a young man, showing the effects of time and age. A very impressive man seated in front of his bookcase there in his home. But you can tell he is nervous. He is rattled by these events. Listen to what he has to say here in the next minute or so, talking with Sean Hannity.
And then finally, pray that the Chinese are paying attention, because if they're not, the catastrophe that the president just talked about is going to happen.
How many can die, Colonel, if in a worst-case scenario? And do you see any of these options particularly good?
Well, as both the speaker and the ambassador pointed out, there are, and several other of your guests have pointed out, the idea that you've got literally thousands of artillery shells aimed at the capital of South Korea. You're talking hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of casualties. If a nuclear weapon goes off in the United States or over the United States, it will be catastrophic. If you think that the Great Depression was bad, where do you see what happens because of that?
All right, Colonel. I wish we had better news for people tonight. I wish people did not underestimate evil, as I said in my opening monologue. All right, sir. Safe home. Appreciate it.
There you have it, Paul. And the notice that Oliver North said, if a nuclear device goes off in America or over America, what's he referring to when he says over America? Something going off high, even above the atmosphere in space. He's talking about what we talked about yesterday, the EMP, the electromagnetic pulse that would knock out electronics big time. And then Oliver North, you know, I mean, just one of the things that might happen, something that makes the Great Depression look like a hayride. So there you have that. So I guess, Paul, this is not a joyful program tonight. Paul, have I got you still? Well, we may have lost Paul. Engineer, can we get a caller in? Can we get George in Texas on the line?
Hello?
Yes, is this George in Texas?
Yes, it is.
Well, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, the thing is, with Pat Buchanan talking like after the coup, I don't really think a coup is going to happen, because you want to know why? People are just fed up. They learned about the deep state. They know about the deep state. They know about the Democrats and the Republican establishment. And I don't really think they could pull off a coup without any harsh consequences coming back on them.
Oh, well, that's Buchanan agrees with you there. He says there will be, in his own way, he says there will be harsh consequences. He talks more in that. I mean, one of the consequences will be despair and will be real disgust from the American people. I agree with you, George. There may be much more than just despair and disgust. There may be really revolt, actually.
I live in Texas, and Texas is the only state in the Union that's a state by treaty. And the state of Texas can say, we do not recognize this government that overthrew an elected president. So we don't recognize being part of the United States no more. I mean, you could see massive.
Yes, the particularities to Texas situation aside, this phenomenon of America's patriots being utterly disgusted. If their last ditch a successful effort to put a patriot into the White House is thwarted by the rats, the commies, the Clintonistas, the SOBs who had taken over America and thought that they were, you know, after Obama, they were just consolidating their regime.
Yep.
If Trump is destroyed, the sky is the limit. What the fury, the reaction of the American people, patriotic America. I mean, I can guarantee they'll be in the streets. I can guarantee they'll be shutting things down. I can guarantee that they will not be, they will definitely not go on as if it's business as usual. Paul, your thought?
Yeah, I agree. I think that there'll be a huge response, and I think we're living through very, very critical times these weeks right now.
And now, you know, it's just, you know, that's the way the cards came up, folks, is that the Paul Manafort raid on his house on the same day that we look at to be on the edge of war with a nuclear madman enabled by Barack Obama, and before him enabled by Clinton. The you know, this is all happening on the same day. This is, this is astonishing. And imagine what it's like to be Donald Trump right now. He'll be having to make a call on perhaps a nuclear strike against North Korea at the same time as that he finds out that a killer team, not in North Korea this time, a killer team just a few blocks away from him in Washington, D.C., is doing things like raiding the home of his former campaign chairman. Now, Paul Manafort, in case you've forgotten, folks, when Corey Lewandowski was replaced as the chairman of the Trump campaign during the primaries, it was Paul Manafort who was brought in. And I have not had a chance yet to check today. I want to see what Roger Stone is saying about this, because Roger Stone was actually a partner with Paul Manafort in recent years past. So Roger Stone really knows Paul Manafort. And as soon as we go off the air here today, or maybe during a break, I'll find it. I want to get Roger Stone's take on the fact that his former partner, Paul Manafort's home, was raided. And folks, just to tell you how extraordinary that is, I mean, the FBI raiding a home, that's an extreme measure. And to raid the home, imagine if you heard, for instance, that the FBI was raiding the home of John McCain or raiding the home of Mike Pence. This sort of thing doesn't happen. Because it is an extreme measure. These guys, armed men, are coming to your front door without your knowledge, having gotten search warrants, meaning you cannot bar them at the door. They're going to come in and take whatever they want. They're going to go through your house, go through your files, all your records, your love letters, everything. Go through it all, then take what they want, then claim that that was what was listed on their search warrant. That's the way it always happens. They'll sort it out later after they clean out your house. And then imagine what they have in their hands at that point for a fishing expedition for this. And when I look at his face, Paul, I look at the face of Robert Mueller. That's one evil dude.
Yeah.
Just look at his face, folks. That guy is a nasty person.
You know what Trump should have did to sort of like stop this Russian collusion? As soon as he was inaugurated, you should have snuck in Putin at the dark of the night and the next day have a press conference in the Rose Garden.
There are all kinds of woulda, coulda, shouldas. I think Donald Trump's I think everything he's done has been very well thought out. I really can't think of a single, I'm just speaking here without thinking, but I can't think of a single serious mistake that Donald Trump has made in his presidency. I am pointing here, in this case, there is one colossal blunder made by Jeff Sessions, and that is recusing himself, essentially throwing, I'm sure this was not his intention, but throwing Donald Trump to the Robert Mueller wolf. And but George, thank you very much for your thought there from Texas. And yes, indeed, Texas will be at the any rebellion that occurs, if Trump is sabotaged, will certainly break out early in the Lone Star State. Thank you very much, George.
Thank you.
Let's take another call here. Another great patriot, Tom in Florida. Tom, what's on your mind on this sunny day?
Yeah, good evening, Jerry. Long time to talk to you, but I think what the last caller is right. The people will take up arms if they try to kick Trump out. The masses are going to take up arms against the government, the deep state, and
Mueller. Tom, hang on. slow down. Hold your horses, Tom. Okay, there are some laws in the United States that you have to consider when you speak. You have to consider that there might be some laws pertaining to what you're saying. Okay. A revolt of the American people and so on, taking up arms against the American government happens to be illegal. So you don't want to recommend that on the air, Tom.
Well, James, it's just, James, it's, it, James.
Hang on, Tom.
Listen, James.
Yeah.
Go ahead, James.
Yeah, Tom, it's a crime. Okay. So you have to think, remember, what do you think? There are thousands of people listening to you, including government officials and tape recorders and so on.
James,
so
when I'm just saying, they're going to, listen, James, they're going to go after Donald Trump. Listen, let me finish, please. Like Benjamin Netanyahu said, they're not getting rid of me for nothing. Okay, I don't know what's going on with him in Israel, but I know in the United States, if they try to literally sabotage Donald Trump when we're facing war, and I'm going to go, here's my point. I don't care who's listening, James, because Donald Trump is the president of the United States.
Well,
he's commander-in-chief.
Tom, I do.
He is the commander-in-chief, James.
Yes, okay.
He's the commander-in-chief.
I understand. But Tom, just measure your
100%
words.
For Trump.
Yeah, no, when for instance, when I said the American people will revolt, okay, and they'll be in the streets, okay, and they won't go along. Okay, they won't just smilingly show up for work the next morning as if it's business as usual. That's all you need to say. You don't need
okay,
to say.
I'll rephrase it.
We're gonna start
James,
shooting government officials.
Hold on, James. Don't throw me the wolves. I'm gonna repeat what I said. The people will come out with pitchforks. I should have said it that way. Okay, they'll come out with pitchforks. How's that? Does that sound better?
That's good. I like that.
Okay, they're going to come out with pitchforks. Now, getting back to what I want to really tell you, James, very important what Oliver Norris was talking about. 7 years ago in a United States USA newspaper, they had top generals in China telling in the articles to the whole world that you will be doing us a favor by getting rid of over half of our population in all-out war. That was by the generals of the Chinese military. I remember reading that article like it was yesterday. I think it was, I can't remember
well,
exactly.
Okay.
The
now,
in,
Tom,
but
yeah,
the Chinese
Tom,
are basically saying we want a war.
Okay, and Tom, okay? What Oliver North just said. Listen to that. I weigh those words very carefully because Oliver North has been there in all these situations he's describing. Oliver North was there at the center of power and knows what he's talking about. And he says, pray. That was his verb. Pray that the Chinese, what was his exact words? He says that the Chinese get it and that they use their power to rein in Kim Jong-un. Because if they don't, hang on, Tom.
Go ahead.
And then he said, if the Chinese don't get it, then the horrible consequences that the president talked about, the fire and fury, as the world has never seen, what did Oliver North say? He didn't say might happen, could happen. He said will happen. So
yes, you're right, James.
My gosh,
Daniel.
Well, anyway, now I want to
stick. James,
go ahead. One more thought. Go ahead, Tom. One more thought.
Yes, James. My father's a Korean War veteran. He told me this when I was a young man. General Douglas MacArthur said, if you don't let me take care of this situation now, 100 years we'll be speaking the language. Now, you can look at the archive. You can archive that up what MacArthur is saying. And he was the general of the Pacific Theater. MacArthur told, during the Korean War, my dad was a Korean War veteran. He told me this great saying the generals used to say, Patton, MacArthur, and all these wonderful generals that we had that were real men in those days. And he said it, MacArthur. Now, Getting back to what you thought, we have a big problem facing China and all that, but we have also bigger problems in this country, James. You got a marriage.
Well, hang on. That's a whole new ball of wax here. That's an excellent thought on Korea. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Tom, thank you, thank you very much for your thoughts. You know, yes, Paul, that does take us back to Truman and MacArthur and the war that did not end. Actually, it's just an armistice between North and South Korea. I don't know whether Paul, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, the Tom's thought there about the Korean War, which actually, MacArthur did want to actually, finish the business with North Korea, which Truman did not allow him to do.
And that probably would have been the best thing, but I think Trump will really resist, and they may have pushed him once too often.
Yes, well, as I said, and everything I'm not a know-it-all. My thoughts about Donald Trump have been just based on my assessment as a man of him as a man. I have felt he's honest and he's real, he's sincere. He is a peace president, and he will be a peace president. He will be very reluctant to go to war with the Koreans. But I, what he said there, he was at a cabinet meeting, that video I, audio I played for you. He will strike very hard if he strikes. And the but I'm saying this could be, this is a matter, Oliver North said this, the Chinese, he said, have to act within this week. We don't have days, we don't have months or weeks to mess around with here. He said the United States is going to have to act. And the and Donald Trump is not going to wait. I mean, think about it, folks. We talked about it yesterday. Traveling at 26,000 miles per hour and up. Just figure out how fast that gets anything from one place to another place. And, oh, another thing that Oliver North said, very salient point. We'll talk about that right after this last break. North made the point, we don't have a defense. We do not have a defense, folks. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Kelor Max's Nutramedical Heavy Metal Detox Formula includes DMSA, dimercaptosuccinic acid, EDTA, ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid, cilantro, chlorella, garlic in a special form that researchers have benefited from removing heavy metals, and acetylcysteine and alpha-lipoic acid. This oral formula is the best oral formula available in the world for removing heavy metals safely from the body. It also has a special Shilajit addition of trace elements from the Himalayan mountains and humic fulvic acid to replace trace minerals drawn out by the Kelor Max. Kelor Max is the best oral chelation agent available in the world, and you can obtain it at Nutri, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, 888-212-8871, that's Nutri, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, or 888-212-8871.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're down to our last segment here, and the thought I left you with, Paul, this is another thing that Oliver North said tonight with Sean Hannity. He said, people think that during the Reagan years, America built a strategic defense, a strategic missile defense. it was talked about, it was researched, he says, but it was not built. And so he says, as we sit here tonight, we do not have the ability to intercept ICBMs, period. End of story. And so if an ICBM is coming in at 26,000 miles an hour with a nuke on top of it, we're not going to intercept it in all likelihood. So that's, you know, that's something for America to contemplate, that during those Clinton years and those Obama years, no defense was built against nations able to deliver nuclear weapons on top of a ICBM. And that takes a crazy man like Kim Jong-un, if he's able to deliver a single nuclear weapon over Los Angeles or the Bay Area or anywhere in the United States, deliver something at a high altitude that destroys our electronic grid. You know, that's, imagine it, Paul. It's mind-boggling. Yeah. Well, now there's another thing. We won't have time to cover it tonight. I'm sure that the news will take us into this tomorrow night. Sean Hannity covered it, and that is Hannity demanded that this guy, Rod Rosenstein, end the Mueller fishing expedition. And he actually interviews, Chris Wallace interviews Rod Rosenstein, and you can hear this guy. I haven't heard his voice before. You can hear, only a little. Listen to Rod Rosenstein. This guy truly is a deep state snake who's in there as the acting attorney general in the matter of the Mueller investigation. So this is a big, big problem. And thank goodness, a little glimmer of good news here tonight, that Sean Hannity is on this case. And he's all over it with the most popular cable news show of all. So America is getting it straight from Sean Hannity. I'll pick out the gems from what he does today and bring them back to you folks tomorrow with our spin on it, with our particular understanding of events. But so that about concludes, Paul, a pretty dire program for us tonight.
Yes. I wish we'd had a chance to get to the death of Ernst Sundel.
Well, yes, and we owe you one on that, folks. Of course, the death Saturday of a patriot, Ernst Sundel. How old was Ernst at his death, Paul?
78.
One of the things about Sundel that's amazing is that in his life, he withstood a lot of physical threat, including a bomb. A bomb was sent to his offices in Canada, and of course, another element, great physical courage. Also, the sad story of how Canada treated this man who lived for so long in Canada, and then they just cast him aside when he was banished from Canada. We'll get to that story, Paul. And folks, we'll see you all again tomorrow night. See you then.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.